The United States is closing its embassies and consulates throughout the Muslim world this coming Sunday after receiving an unspecified threat. The U.S. State Department says it's taking the action out of an abundance of caution. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says they have information indicating a threat to U.S. facilities overseas, and she says some U.S. diplomatic facilities may stay closed for more than a day.
The Department of State has instructed certain U.S. embassies and consulates to remain closed or to suspend operations on Sunday, August 4th. The department has been apprised of information that, out of an abundance of caution and care for our employees and others who may be visiting our installations, that indicates we should institute these precautionary steps. The department, when conditions warrant, takes steps like this to balance our continued operations with security and safety.
American diplomatic missions in Europe, Latin America, and elsewhere are generally closed on Sundays. However, Sunday is a work day in most of the Muslim world. The move by the U.S. State Department is the biggest major warning to its diplomatic missions since last year's anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. That anniversary led to major protests outside numerous U.S. diplomatic missions in the Muslim world. It also saw a major terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, which left the ambassador and three other Americans dead.